This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's top military commanders pledged to keep defending Bakhmut when asked how to deal further with the situation of the besieged city.
Фактично саме тема Бахмута стала основною.
Zelensky said at a meeting of top military officials, he had asked the commander of the regional grouping and Ukraine's commander-in-chief how they proposed to proceed. Both generals responded not to withdraw but to strengthen our defenses, he said in his nightly address. Local officials say civilians are fleeing the bombardment. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast spoke with Anna Chernikova in Kyiv for more.
A lot of Ukrainian forces are actually still located in the city. There are some actions happening, so movements around, but there are no confirmations of any movements away from the city, so it could be just tactical movements around the city of Bakhmut. So for the moment, what we are hearing that Ukrainian forces remain at the defense in the city of Bakhmut, and there are no plans of withdrawing, at least for this point of time.
Find VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast online at voanews.com. The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary force said on Monday he needed the regular army to supply him with more ammunition, reinforcements, and covering support if he was to win the months-long battle of attrition for Ukraine's Bakhmut. The appeal from Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin came amid signs of a deepening rift between him and the defense ministry, whom he has bitterly criticized for months and accused of deliberately starving his men of ammunition, an allegation it has rejected. Follow us on the VOA.